From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790. That's 505-338-5790. Or text 505-585-LIVE. That's 505-585-5483. Now let's join our host, Jim Williams, on ABQ Connect.
And as our engineer is always telling me, smile on the radio. Welcome to ABQ Connect today. I have Sandy Scripture. She's the New Mexico Ministry Area Director for Johnny and Friends, and she's brought a special guest. I'll let you introduce.
Yeah, we are so excited to have Austin Drake joining our team at Johnny and Friends New Mexico. Austin is our new Ministry Relations Manager for Johnny and Friends here locally, and he is taking a big chunk of the work in working directly with churches to help meet the needs of families with disability within the church.
You bet. Hi, Austin.
Hey, Coach. How you doing?
I'm good. So Austin calls me Coach because he grew up with our children, and we've known him not since you were born, but
pretty close.
And Austin, I'm just so excited to hear about this ministry opportunity for you, and you're going to be working with different churches and things. Tell us exactly what your new job is.
Yeah. So my responsibility is to build relationships with pastors, leaders, volunteers in the churches, to build awareness about people with disability and essentially a people group that has historically and even today been marginalized and put on the side. So what the aim for us at Johnny and Friends to do is to bring them into the fold, to provide them with a community, to introduce them to churches, and then conversely to build cultures and churches that are welcoming of people with disability and that provide supports for people with disability.
Now, I know we have this a little bit later on the list, but I think we have to address it now. Every church that I know of would say, we are very welcoming to people in wheelchairs or with other disabilities. And they may not even know in their own minds or in their own planning, their committee meetings, that they're not really welcoming.
Sometimes, and I know Austin and I were just talking about that earlier today, sometimes they look at being welcoming as we have a wheelchair ramp or we have an area at the back where they can park wheelchairs for the service. That's not necessarily the limit of what we're talking about in terms of accessibility. Luke 14 says that the church, that God's house is full when those people are actually in the church in relationship and serving. And so that puts a totally different view of what that inclusion looks like to a person that has a disability.
Would we sometimes underestimate the abilities that people might have, and that's why we don't instantly say, hey, can you be one of the greeters at church?
Well, and I think there is, you know, there is a tendency to sometimes go, if you're in a wheelchair, you probably have a mental disability, and that's not necessarily the equation.
Yes.
So, yes, I think we have a tendency to underestimate. The other thing is, as Christians, guess who most is impacted by our actions? We are, by giving, they impact us and change our lives. We see things through a different lens, and I believe that's a biblical lens, to see families with disability.
Yeah, and it's the end goal of what my position in particular, but Johnny and Friends broadly, is that there are people with disabilities in churches that have real authentic friendships, and they're peer-to-peer relationships, right? It's not I'm just serving you or I'm caring for you, but it's that I have a friendship with this person with disability, and they're also contributing and serving in the church as an usher, as a deacon, you know.
Or a pastor.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we have a gentleman that lives in California, and I think he has spina bifida, but he just got his master's degree, and he works for Johnny and Friends, and he's an incredibly intelligent man.
You bet. Well, and again, I think that a lot of it is not intentional, but at the same time, I guess I think about that old statement that a lot of times people make when they hurt somebody. Well, it isn't personal. It's just business. Well, it is personal, because what you're not seeing me. I guess when you've had Marcy Patton here, Marcy has explained to me you know, I'm a pretty tall person. Austin, you're a pretty tall person. It's hard to, I've told Sandy this many times. When you talk to somebody that's not real tall, they stand really far away from tall people because they don't want to look up in the air. They want to level out their eyesight a little bit. So I felt subconscious, I think, at times that, gee, I don't get as many hugs as if I might if I was a little shorter. Well, think about a person that's in a wheelchair. And Marcy told me, Jim, quit standing up like you're 7 feet tall next to somebody in a wheelchair. Get down on your knee and say hi. Yeah, I do that with children because you're eye level. And so that's something that I needed to get comfortable.
And you know what? That's just one simple thing. And that's what disability, I think it's about learning. What mm-hmm. is what? I don't think they have great expectations. I think they just want to be seen and heard a lot of the times. And so if you are in a wheelchair, you're on a different level. So what we want to try to do, and even in a presentation that I'll make at a banquet, we want the people that are in wheelchairs to be at the same level that we are. So I think that's just one step. And that's one step of if every person in the world understood that to say hello to somebody in a wheelchair, you can get down on one knee and give them a hug and basically be eye level with them. It changes the whole playing
field. You know, I was thinking about what you said earlier, that sometimes when we see somebody in a wheelchair, we might think that they've been mentally disabled somehow. And I think probably the opposite is true, because when you are diminished in one area, a lot of times the way God does things as he makes you excel in another.
So we have brought her up before, but I have a very dear friend that I love with my whole heart. Her name is Dee Dee, and Dee Dee has cerebral palsy. The thing is that she's one of the smartest people. She's like, in a lot of ways, her behaviors and her attitudes toward life and never giving up and living life to the fullest, it inspires me as an adult. She has changed my life.
Mm. I love it. Sandy, you just had the Roll Out Hope event on the 14th of May. Tell us how that went.
We did. It was such a fun event. I had the chance to participate with some of our family members in the 5K walk, and it was phenomenal. But we also, I think the highlight for me was seeing the outpouring of support for this community-based event from the Albuquerque Police Department. They brought out their cruisers and just had some of the coolest things. And then, of course, we had our balloon rides, which for people that are in wheelchairs, they don't often have the opportunity or even with disability to ride in a balloon. And we gave over 75 tethered balloon rides to different family members with their loved ones that might never have gone up in a balloon. And it was exciting. I think God actually did the miraculous thing for us of taking care of the weather. It was the most beautiful morning, and the winds waited until about 9 to 9:15 before they kicked up, and we ended up having to take down the tethered balloons. But it was an amazing time while they were up.
I haven't been up in a balloon. I'm a landlubber, but I can't imagine being in a wheelchair and being up in a balloon.
Yeah.
That had to be something else.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it was just a really neat community event with, we have to do a shout out to Mike Enriquez, with Kingsview Partner Wealth Management. He came in as our banner sponsor, and Tony Elfeld with Coldwell Banker Legacy fully promoted Quality Home Inspections. And of course, Cumulus Media actually helped us with getting some of the spots out beyond our, normal, just the Christians that are familiar with where Johnny and Friends is in Albuquerque. We are working very hard to make sure that people know that Johnny and Friends has a local office here in New Mexico.
And Sandy, you just shouted out to some sponsors, but we should let people know, if you're a business owner or you're a church, this is really going to apply to Austin. There's a lot of things that the ministry is doing. Like, for example, you have respites. I know Grace Church participates that in all the time. So if you're a caregiver for somebody that has a disability, that's a tough job.
It's a 24/7 job.
Yeah,
most of the time.
And so people need some rest and refreshment.
Correct.
But also, I would say probably the disabled person needs a break from their caregiver.
Well, they certainly can enjoy having a new face that is smiling and caring and talking to them and loving on them. So,
but there's a lot of different ways people can participate in the
correct.
Ministry. And who do they call about that?
So,
if they want to do that?
You know, we can be reached at the area office number is 505-835-5263. You know, if you are a church person that's in leadership and you are interested, if you have families with disabilities, Johnny and Friends can come alongside those families and provide some of those respite opportunities, family retreat opportunities. And Austin is the perfect person, if you're in church leadership, to contact him. And his email address is adrake, and that's D-R-A-K-E, at johnnyandfriends.org, J-O-N-I-A-N-D-F-R-I-E-N-D-S.org.
So what else is coming up this summer? You have some family retreats.
We do. We have two family retreats, one in June and one in July. We are still, we basically are at capacity that we can hold right now for our first camp, which is June 21st through the 25th. But we are still needing additional volunteers to help with that. We have a buddy system where each one of our family members is partnered with a buddy that spends the entire time with them, getting to know them, entertaining them, working with them, reading with them, whatever they like to do. Retreat is an opportunity for their family members and caregivers to have respite and have some time together. Sometimes parents don't even get that much time together. But a buddy will provide that type of opportunity for either a typical sibling or a sibling that has a disability, so that they have a buddy. And we need approximately 5 to 10 more for that very first retreat, January 21st through 25th. So if you are looking for volunteer opportunities or you're a school member that needs volunteer hours, I know Hope Christian School has requirements for volunteer hours.
Yeah. And so there's not like a you must be over 18 requirement volunteer.
And no, we have 14 and 15-year-olds, mature 14-year-olds that are able to, we train them. You don't have to come with any skills. We'll give you everything that you need to be a good buddy volunteer.
I love it. And you also could use people like worship leaders?
We do. Our very first camp, which is the 21st through the 25th. We actually had a leader that was going to be doing our music for this retreat. And she has had some family things that have come up. And so we are now looking for an additional person that could step in that gap for us to be a music leader.
Okay, so here's the commitment. You got to drive down to Lone Tree.
You do.
Down near Capitan.
Capitan, New Mexico.
And I know the fires have been very tragic for a lot of people in that community, but everything's fine with the camp.
Everything is fine. As far as today, yesterday I talked with Steve Dirks, and I want to say a shout out to Steve Dirks. He's the director for Lone Tree. Talked with him yesterday, and everything's good with the camp right now. But the drive is about a 2.5-hour drive from Albuquerque. And then our retreat starts on the 21st, and it goes through the 25th. So that's Tuesday through Saturday.
And it's just a fun time. Plus, it's an opportunity to do ministry. You might be a church that's just was listening to Austin and thinking, yeah, maybe we're not doing a great job of ministering and allowing people that have disabilities to minister back to us and to be part of our team at our church. But maybe you ought to learn something about people that have disabilities. Volunteer at camp, and you'd find out a lot.
You know what? It's immersing yourself. We always talk about language, and if you speak Spanish and you go live in Mexico, you're going to absorb it and start using it better. I think that there is an element of needing to immerse yourself in understanding what it's like to live with disability, and this gives you the perfect opportunity in some sense to walk alongside somebody as a form of walking in their shoes.
Amen. So the first family camp is the 21st through the 25th of this month.
Correct.
Need to get on the page of volunteering and doing some things if you're a high school person.
Correct.
Boy or girl, you're taking opportunities there.
Great community service hours.
And they can contact Marcy Patton, mpatton@johnnyandfriends.org. You've got 15-year-olds as kind of a guideline.
It is. Okay. It's our guideline. We do have some 14-year-olds that actually might live in a household with disability, have a sibling that are already well equipped to be good buddies. But for the most part, 15-year-olds is kind of the guideline. If a parent and child would like to serve together as a duo, as a buddy, we can also work on that. But we need between 5 and 10 for that very first camp, June 21st through the 25th.
And the second family retreat is July 12th through the 16th. I want to also appeal to our listeners as we're talking now that there are families that maybe don't have a lot of resources and they could really use this respite and this. What's going to happen is the whole family's going to go. and the person that's disabled is going to have special care by people that might be volunteering, as we're talking about now. And the rest of the family is going to not only do things with them, but also be able to get refreshed and things and not be the primary caregiver during that week at camp, right?
Correct. And the camp by itself is an amazing camp. It's a high adventure camp. So we have, they have special equipment, scissor lifts and various other things that allow those that are living with disability to be able to do things like the swing or the zip line or the water slide. So it's an incredible opportunity and an adventure in a life that might not have that much adventure during the year.
Now, with Austin on your team, you've got to play some basketball at camp, Sandy.
There is a basketball court, of course.
I already got it booked out. Don't worry about it.
We have one young lady. That's all she wants to do the whole time she's up there. She's an excellent shot. She can make every basket.
We're going to be best friends.
I've actually attempted to play a little wheelchair volleyball, and I never realized the skill level that a lot of those players, both men and women, get.
Yeah.
You know, when you're sitting down, it's a little different than standing up.
I've heard it's a totally different game. Same with wheelchair basketball. I've heard it's different.
But they learn skills. People in wheelchairs learn skills with a ball, dribbling, and these are not motorized, or the people I've played against don't have motorized wheelchairs, and so they're specially designed so they can go straight while using one arm on each wheel, and they're dribbling, and I mean it is something else. Sorry to digress with basketball, but I want people to understand that when you say it's a high adventure camp, thinking about a zip line, thinking about, rope, courses and different things. I mean, that stuff is not easy for someone that is not disabled.
They've had to retrofit things from helmets to specific harnesses to make it happen. But again, that's a shout out to Steve Dirks. He specifically has a heart for ministering to families that have lived with disability, and he has worked very hard over the years to be compliant and allow those opportunities by retrofitting
if
things.
If one of our listeners knows a family that could use this, could they? I know you already said that the first camp is pretty full, except for you needing volunteers. Could somebody sponsor a family, Sandy?
Absolutely. You know, we have actually online on our New Mexico website. We actually have the ability, when you go to our New Mexico page, to choose scholarships as an option. And just as a frame of reference, a family of four, the typical cost with food and lodging to attend one of these camps is $1,700. So it's about $425 a person. So if you're wanting to sponsor a family of four or even a partial scholarship for a family, those gifts can be made specifically on our website, and you can choose scholarship as an option. That allows me as the director to make sure that we fill all of those positions with scholarship families.
And it is likely that the people attending this camp, even if they're not disabled, they're family members, they're going to have an experience that they may never have had before.
And a sense of belonging. We hear testimony after testimony. Austin had the chance to meet with Matt Sellers, who is a parent of four children that have Down syndrome. And you know, I remember his wife, Christy, telling me that it is a place to belong. No, everybody is unique and made in the image of God. And at camp, you really experience that. At family retreat for Johnny and friends, you feel that.
Yeah, he was, because I was talking to him yesterday, and he was just saying that it is just of the utmost importance to his family, because it's that one week out of the year where he and his wife get to rest and his kids still get to have a great time. They get to go do all these different activities and have fun, but he and his wife just get that time to be with each other, and, you know, if they want to go take a nap, they can go take a nap.
And there's a time of worship.
There is.
Fellowship, yes. Different things going
worship,
on.
Worship, biblical teaching. The kids have Bible stories in their sessions, and then, of course, all of the adventure and the fellowship. It's about the relationship. It's amazing.
Sandy Scripter and Austin Drake with Johnny and Friends New Mexico. We'll be right back with them right after these messages.
John Chitwood of Southern Boulevard Automotive.
I have towed many vehicles in for repair, with the customer stating the car just stalled while I was driving. After diagnosing it, I've had to make that phone call many times and state to the customer, you're out of gas and you need to refuel. Many Christians are like that. They need to be refueling daily with God's Word in order to keep themselves moving forward and to have the mind of Christ. Dwight L. Moody was once asked why he urged Christians to be filled constantly with the Holy Spirit. He replied, I need continuous infilling because I leak. What gauge do you use in your life to know if you're running on empty of the infilling of God's Spirit?
Southern Boulevard Automotive, 2300 Southern Boulevard in Rio Rancho, 892-2300 or southernblvdautomotive.com. Thank you, John Chitwood at Southern Boulevard Automotive, for your support of KLYT 88.3 FM.
If you're ready to study God's Word beyond going to church and personal Bible study, you're ready for Calvary College. Take your learning and your life's purpose to the next level with an education in biblical studies. Registration for the 2022 fall term is open right now. Classes happen on-site at Calvary Church Albuquerque and online. Classes like Old Testament Survey, Worldviews, Apologetics, and Theology. Plus, book-specific courses like Daniel, Romans, and Revelation. Calvary College partners with Veritas International University and Calvary Chapel University so you can earn an accredited undergraduate or graduate degree, or simply increase your knowledge of God and His Word. Your application for the 2022 fall term is available now, and classes start August 15th. Apply today at calvarychurchcollege.com. That's calvarychurchcollege.com.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790. That's 505-338-5790. Or text 505-585-LIVE. That's 505-585-5483. Today's show is sponsored in part by Ben Lucero at Indigo Mortgage, 505-836-5700. That's 505-836-5700. Or online at indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect.
Sandy Scripter is the New Mexico Ministry Area Director for Johnny and Friends, and Austin Drake is the new Ministry Relations Manager. I'm so glad to have you both here. I every time we talk, I'm like, I have all these ideas about how businesses could get involved, how churches can get involved. I love the fact that the Fasuliak family was on, Sandy. I think the first time that you came on the air.
Yep.
And she said that, Ms. Fasuliak said, look, disability ministry is not ministry until the people that are disabled are doing the ministry. And that's what you started the whole program talking about, is how churches don't, it's not just making a wheelchair ramp, it's you got to see the people, not the disability. And then you got to look at their spiritual gifts. And Austin, you've done some pastoring. You know how hard it is sometimes to get Christians to even look at how they are gifted spiritually and then let God work in their lives to help other people. And sometimes I think we think that we're the ones that should be helping everybody. Sandy said, you've learned more from people that are disabled than maybe you have other people.
And probably more than they've learned from me, honestly.
Yeah, I like that. So last time you were on, we not only were talking about your event at Balloon Fiesta Park, but we were talking about your May Match fundraiser. How did that go?
So it was exciting. We had an outpouring of support during May Match. As we talked about before, it's a matching opportunity that's orchestrated from the corporate all the way down to the area ministry. And we actually met our goal and had an unbelievable response in specifically the scholarship area as well, which allows us to now go into family retreat season with scholarships ready, willing, and able to be used as new families are identified.
We talked about family retreats mm-hmm. and what they're about, but we haven't talked about your warrior getaways.
So,
tell us about that.
You know, the nice thing about warrior getaway is it is a family retreat. It's just a very specifically branded family retreat. And we know that, you know, with Wounded Warriors, various other types of organizations, there are a lot of organizations that are doing things for warriors specifically. Johnny and Friends uniquely is doing a family retreat that begins the mending of relationships and building moving forward from war with our warriors as a family, because we know that the entire family is making that transition. The warrior that went away is not the warrior that came back. So the whole family experiences certain changes as they come back. And this is about building those relationships, finding a way to communicate, to be together, and to begin that process of healing together as a family unit.
And you typically have people that are ministering at those warrior getaways that are veterans that have had experiences.
That's correct. We are looking for what we call battle buddies, and those are people who understand military life, understand a lot about war and the things that can happen with war. And so battle buddies are people that are Christians that can just sit and talk and be in relationship with warriors. And that relationship may extend beyond the actual warrior getaway into real life, everyday things where you can develop that long-term relationship with a warrior.
Are there people that have become disabled that also develop almost like mental illness because they're depressed about their situation?
That's very common.
And a person that maybe has already gone through it and is already seeing God work through their lives could really help them.
I think that understanding military life and understanding some of those uniqueness, and myself not having come from military, it's an instant bond that allows you in to the relationship at a different level than somebody who does not have that experience.
Yeah, and again, it's just an opportunity. Even if you've gone through some difficult things, I always find it interesting. In fact, I had a gentleman the other day talk about, you know, God doesn't usually hire the qualified. He qualifies the called, right? I mean, God's not after perfect people. In fact, he likes to choose any of us with all of our flaws, and as long as we're open and acknowledge our sin before him, he's absolutely faithful to forgive us and then use whatever that was to change other people's lives. I think, you know, that's an amazing thing. Austin, when you go out and you are doing community relations and you're talking with churches and different things, do you find that people, they click when they realize, yeah, we haven't really been doing this?
Yeah. I actually, I had a meeting with a gentleman this morning as a pastor of a church, and as I was explaining what our ministry is about, you could just see his face light up. He was like, "This is exactly what I want to do already, and it's my heart for ministry, and now I just want to expand that because I didn't even realize, you know, it's one of those things where he didn't know what he didn't know, and then once that light turned on, He was gung ho. He wants to go forward. He wants to know what the next steps are. And so I think a lot of times what I'm looking for, and I would say what most ministry leaders are looking for, is just people with a heart to serve and build relationships and love on people. And I think that's kind of what we're looking for as we go into churches, is we're not looking to expand to another ministry. We're looking to build up what they already have and expand it to another people group.
And Sandy, can you provide training resources and different things for churches?
You know, that's one of the things that I think is most unique about Johnny and Friends, is there are a ton of resources that are readily available about how to make an inclusive church culture. And they're available online at our website, johnnyandfriends.org. And they're called ministry resources. They're available, but we also provide church training as part of the Through the Irresistible Church conference, which we will do, and we can do it with church leaders, have them involved so that many churches all at one time can get the same information. But we also come alongside as a resource that can connect them with other churches that are being successful already. And so that you have, you know, you were talking about lines between churches that are fairly drawn in how they do their ministry.
Let me tell you, churches don't typically play well together.
But because this is something that is impactful universally across all the different types of denominations, it's also a unifying factor. Disability and ministering to those with disability, you know, you think about it. You think, oh, that person. Well, it's the whole family. Think about how many people can't go to church as a family if they have a disabled member that can't sit in the service with them, or a mom has to stay at home while the dad goes to church. It impacts the entire family. So ministering to them at that level as a family changes lives.
Sandy, how effective are you guys at spending money when people donate money to you?
So I've been in basically working with raising funds for a long period of time. And we do an annual impact study that is actually released publicly. 83% of all resources that come into the ministry go into the programs of the ministry, which is an exceptionally high number.
I love that. And for people that don't know, Johnny Erickson Tata, she's the founder of Johnny and Friends. When she was 17, she became a quadriplegic diving into shallow water, and she broke her neck.
Correct.
And now she has an international ministry, and it truly is international, because I should go all the way back to March when you were on, and you had Wheelchair Collection Month, and you had, did you tell me, over 300 wheelchairs that you're now getting refurbished?
Yeah, we actually, four weeks ago now, we loaded up 300 wheelchairs into a semi-truck. They were being taken to Springer Correctional Facility to be refurbished down to the last nut and bolt. Then they will be put in shipping containers and shipped to one of 22 countries that have already identified children and adults that need wheelchairs that in their life, it would cost basically a year's worth of wages. And it's a gift along with the saving grace of Jesus Christ and a Bible.
So, Sandy, there are prisoners at Springer that are probably listening to our podcast and different things on the show. And I always think about how they may not realize how God can use them even when they're incarcerated. And so you are actually doing a ministry with them as they're helping you deploy these wheelchairs all over the world.
We absolutely have talked with them the fact that they are making an incredible difference in people's lives. And we share pictures with them. They know that they have made a difference in a child or an adult's life that has a disability through their work on the wheelchairs.
I love that. Austin, if you go to a church leader, I lost my mom at Christmas time. I know Sandy just recently lost her mom, and I'm sorry for that. You know, we had great relationships with our moms. Our dads are still alive, but there's a lot of people that have old dusty wheelchairs sitting up in the rafters, or walkers, or metal canes, or any of those kinds of things that could really help people. Would you show a church how to maybe do a collection and then make that donation to Johnny and Friends? Is that something you could do for them?
Yeah. One of the things that we can talk through is that we can set up, I believe it's called a box.
Yeah.
A wheelchair collection box just outside. And I don't think it's to any charge to them. It's just used on their property, basically. And so if they're not comfortable moving forward at the time with any kind of church culture change or anything like that, but they still want to participate, something that they can do is just set up one of those wheelchair collection boxes.
Yeah, and you're going to come by and pick them up, and as you've already said, you're going to get them refurbished.
So, you know, the interesting thing is every program that Johnny and Friends has another program of volunteers. So our wheelchair collection, we do have collection boxes around the city. They're blue boxes. They say Johnny and Friends on them. Loved ones, when they feel they're ready to discard or get rid of their extra equipment. They can leave them in the boxes. We have what we call a wheelchair corps, which is a group of volunteers. Most of them have trucks, and they end up going around the city and actually collecting those, and then we store them. And so those shipments are then the ones that are sent off to Springer. But it takes volunteers to run this organization, and it's such an important part. So thanks, Austin, for bringing that up. We have so many volunteer opportunities, and we pray every day that God would bring volunteers that are needed for this ministry locally here in New Mexico.
And if you're interested in volunteering for Johnny and Friends New Mexico, call 505-835-5263. By the way, I did call that number, and I talked to Marcy because just about 2 weeks ago, I met a young lady, and she is kind of a different story, but her ex-husband was disabled in a car accident in which he ended up found that he was drunk at the wheel. So he was disabled because of his own actions. But what I was explaining is that that's not where God's going to stop this thing. This whole story this man could be used in a profound way to keep others from experiencing that same thing. And she needed some help with wheelchairs and programs. And I knew you guys didn't have specific direct ministry stuff, but you would know the resources available. She called Marcy 5 minutes after I talked to her, and Marcy gave her all kinds of great information. So again, the number to Johnny and Friends New Mexico is 505-835-5263. We're going to talk more with Sandy Scripter and Austin Drake about Johnny and Friends and all the work that they're doing, family retreats, warrior getaways. They had a May match fundraiser that was tremendous, so a lot more to talk about. We'll be back after these messages.
If you're exercising regularly, you already know how beneficial it is, so don't stop now. You're doing great. Besides building and toning muscles and increasing lung capacity and endurance, it helps regulate blood sugar, lowers blood pressure, and increases memory power. But have you ever thought about what happens when you stop? For instance, just a few days after stopping, blood sugar levels elevate. In addition to that, after only a couple of weeks or more, blood pressure increases, muscle strength and endurance diminish, and cognitive function begins to be affected. So you can see how important it is to stay consistent if you exercise regularly. And if you need a short break, you'll want to at least stay active and keep your body moving with other activities. From Samaritan Ministries, a health-sharing ministry, I'm Doug Chamberlain with a Family Health Checkup. For more about your family's health, visit us on Facebook or at familyhealthcheckup.org.
Whether at home or in the workplace, we are all leaders. Become a better leader in this leadership moment with Craig Rochelle.
As a leader, I want to encourage you to listen more and talk less. And this is going to be very difficult for many leaders because you like to talk a lot. And the reality is, as leaders, we tend to think that everyone always wants to hear from us, and it is important that they hear from us. But in this season, it's equally important and maybe even more important that you hear from your team, especially with what's all going on in the world right now, because your organizational climate, your team morale, your competition, the broader market, all these things and so many more, they're probably considerably different today than you think that they are. This may not be true everywhere, but I'm guessing for most of you, with your volunteers and your team, that you've got pockets of your team that are healthy, that are performing well. You've got pockets that they may be bleeding out. You've got teams that are in disarray.
That was Craig Rochelle with a KLYT Leadership Moment. Hear more at life.church/leadership podcast. On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams. Join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
I don't know. I'm sitting here trying to host a program, and my daughter Abby's telling me to be quiet. What do I do? How do I even react to that? Dad, you just said the wrong thing. So, hey, there's a lot of pressure on me. I don't know. I hope the listeners are not offended. But I have Sandy Scripter and Austin Drake in studio with me today. They're with the Johnny and Friends New Mexico Ministry. Johnny and Friends has been a longtime supporter of the ministry programming here at KLYT. We have Johnny Erickson Tata on very frequently throughout the day with her 1 minute vignettes, and Amazing woman, Sandy. She's actually come on the program with you.
She did.
And it was just fun to talk with her. I don't know. I want people that are listening to say, look, God could use me in much the same way. Because Johnny was a person that was depressed from her injury. She's a quadriplegic. You know, she's, I know that she's brilliant mentally, but she's also very beautiful and still is, even in the midst of having this disability. But she's beautiful because we know her. She's given herself to us, not just people that are disabled, but to all of us, especially in the ministry that she has on the radio. She's written books, all of these different things. Do you believe that that's true for anyone, that God can use them regardless of what their past is?
You know, one of the things that Johnny always talks about is that all of us are made in God's image. That's not talking about the physical components of God, but it's talking about his image, his complete, in his whole person. And in that, you have to believe that those that live with disability, those that live with many other things, that they are all made in God's image and that they all have gifts, every single one of them.
So, Austin, part of your job is to get spiritual leaders and churches to recognize those gifts and get people incorporated into the ministry.
Yeah, yeah. So one of the things that I do is to bring awareness. And once the awareness is brought, most church leaders, they just don't know how to proceed from there. They don't know how to minister to people with disability because most people don't have a whole lot of exposure to people with disability for one reason or another. And so what my job is to provide them with next steps. We take a look at barriers that may be in the church, whether physical or cultural. And we start to address those. And a lot of times how we do that is we pass around a form to the congregation, and what most pastors find out is that they do either have people with disability in their church that they didn't know had a disability, or they have, you know, congregants have family members that have disability. And so, but they don't come into the church because they feel like there's nothing there for them. And so what we're trying to do is to say there is something here for you, and you can be a part of this church. And that's what we want the part of pastors to be, is to be able to say you are welcome here.
The hardest thing for me is to get my guests who tell me stories during the break to say them again on the radio. Sandy, you just told us a story.
So, yeah, we have a family who goes to Trinity at the Marketplace here locally over by Coronado Center. And one day, one of the family members was sharing that it just seemed like something was lacking during their worship time together. And what they realized is that They have a child there that's, well, he's a young adult, named Nathan, who has Down syndrome, who always sings from the middle of the aisle with hands raised praising Jesus. And he wasn't in the worship part at that part. And they noticed there was a great difference. And then he came in a little bit later and he was standing in the middle of the aisles, hands raised, worshiping Jesus. And the person telling the story said, it was like everything was right. And it changes the way you view God's creation for every part.
I think people are people and we're afraid of what we don't know. I'm going to give you an example as a parent. So we have five children. The very first child, Sandy, you might think about this. You are holding that child like, oh my gosh, they're going to break. You're holding them with two hands, this and that. Second child comes along. Yeah, you're holding them with kind of one hand and doing other things and this and that. The third child comes along. You're kind of dragging them, you know, by their foot or by their arm. And it's because you realize they're not going to break.
Yeah.
And people with disabilities are not going to break. Hmm. They're tougher than you think they are. They have all kinds of gifts. Maybe they don't have voice capabilities, but they got a mind just as sharp as anybody. Maybe they could be part of your prayer ministry, right? Some people, you may remember this. Young man, and I'm trying to think of his name. I just remembered it. Matt Dodson. Matt Dodson was disabled. He was a worship leader, unbelievable singer, continued after he was paralyzed, I think, from the waist down, to be a worship leader. And, you know, just amazing things. I remember that about Matt.
You know, and the thing is, Matt will tell you that his disability, because Matt is part of our Johnny and Friends circle of families. Now, they have recently moved to Texas, but he will tell you that disability, in some sense, saved his life and gave it a new purpose. And he continued to be a worship leader at New Life Church. And the thing is that he has a different set, a different view of being this very content, meaningful person as a result of his disability. But that disability allows him to minister to other people with disability.
And you don't think he would describe himself as content prior to his injury?
Not necessarily.
Well, it's interesting.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, it's just so interesting to me how people come to a calmness and say, this is where God has brought me. This is how he's working in my life. Austin Drake and Sandy Scripter obviously have God working through their lives, and we're going to be back with one more segment with Johnny and Friends. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
In the spring, children's thoughts turn to creating wonderful summer memories. That's the case with your children and the children at Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. The home was established to care for children who have been abused, abandoned, and neglected. Help them have the summer every child dreams of. Your donation of funds and gift cards to restaurants, ice cream shops, and more will make that happen. Call 898-5520. That's 898-5520. Or connect online at acchkids.org.
This is a Fresh Thought. Listen up to Levi Lusco.
I think if we're honest, a lot of us can believe and accept that God can forgive us. A lot of us have a hard time forgiving ourselves. Because remember, biblically speaking, guilt refers to a legal standing, what you've done or not done. But shame figures in with who you are and how you feel about your work. One of the things we need to remember that happened when Jesus rose from the dead was that stone that rolled away. Joshua prophetically pointed forward to that action of the stone being rolled away, of the resurrection of Jesus, as being the action by which God would roll our shame away. So now, instead of shame, Isaiah 61 says we can have double honor. Now, that's language that harkens back to the year of Jubilee and things going back to where they should be and debts being canceled. But it also should give you the confidence to believe for that double portion, like Elisha, that God wants you to walk in.
For more Fresh Thoughts, go to levilusco.com.
Here's Mike Fabares, Bible teacher on Focal Point.
Everyone wants to be recognized and appreciated for their accomplishments. And certainly God, above all others, deserves credit for his works. When the Creator decided to bless our lives and our world with anything that's beautiful or pleasurable or prosperous, then we as his creatures should always take time to humbly praise him for being the gracious giver of all those good things. Psalm 102, 1 and 2 says, "Give thanks to the Lord and call upon his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praise to him, and tell of all of his wonderful acts." Let's embrace that directive and open our eyes today to God's works and boldly give him praise and credit for the good things that he does.
That's Mike Fabares, Bible teacher on Focal Point. Listen each weekday to Pastor Mike's half-hour teaching program heard on this station. And learn more about Focal Point when you go online to focalpointradio.org.
This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams. Join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
I think Abby Williams, our engineer on the show today, she is my fourth child, and she was kind of wondering why I didn't go past three children, Sandy. Did we even used to drag her, or what did we do?
I think we enabled her with Jimmy, the oldest one, to keep hold of her hand.
Oh, there you go. I don't know if she agrees with that. It's a pleasure to have Austin Drake here. Austin grew up with our children, and I've seen him grow up and see God working in your life now and doing the things that you're doing in ministry. Sandy, let's go back to you have a family retreat coming up in June, end of the month, 21st through the 25th, and there is some urgency to getting some volunteers. And I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do after the show. I'm going to go talk to Santiago Yanis. He's in charge of our youth ministry Spectrum at Calvary Church. I'm hoping my friend Daniel McCabe over at Legacy Church is listening, because I'm going to call the youth ministry people over at Legacy. I think we need people from Citizen and Hoffmantown and Awaken Church out in Rio Rancho, our friends out there. And there's a lot more churches. I'm not mentioning everybody, but you mentioned New Life Church. Hey, we got to put together 5 or 10 volunteers that want to minister to families.
You know, every once in a while, God presents those opportunities for you to serve, and there's a sense of urgency. And this is one of them. You know, as you've said, June 21st through the 25th, we have our very first family retreat. We need, in order to meet the needs of those families, between 5 and 10 additional volunteers to buddy up with our families and to really make that family retreat that solid experience. And so we do need between 5 and 10. We are 3 weeks out. And yeah. We know that God is going to provide. We trust this is His ministry. It's not our ministry. We are being used by Him. But we know that there are people that are called to be part of this event. And we're hoping and praying for those people to be identified.
So if they reach out to you today or tomorrow at 505-835-5263, will there be some training and some meetings and explanation of everything going on?
Yeah. Our volunteers come in on the 20th, the day before the event. We do a full disability training on, you know, any varying things that they need to know as you're working with them. And so that training is provided in whole. We will give them every tool that they need to be successful. And then in addition to that, relationally, we will tell them about their person. We have details. We're going to assign them a single person, and they'll begin to know that person before they even meet them.
Yeah, and I think those are maybe even lifelong friendships that you develop.
They are. As a matter of fact, we had a intern that came down from Hardin-Simmons, who was a PhD student in one of their programs, and he made a friendship, and he's been here doing internships this year and meeting up with his person that he was a volunteer, a short-term missionary with last year, and taking him out to do fun things. So it can be a lifelong relationship.
Austin, I'm thinking about how beautifully, and I hope I'm not sounding chauvinist, but I probably am, I just think women do a better job of putting together like welcome baskets and different things like that. But there's ways that different groups, men's groups, women's groups, youth groups,
college age groups
can help volunteer, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So you can, what we can do is you give you some names if you want to put together welcome posters. We also do have welcome baskets for our families at Family Retreat and for the Warrior Getaway. And so if that's something that your small group, men's group, college group, really any kind of ministry organization or church program, if you're looking for an outreach, this is somewhere that or an area where you can help and be a great blessing to a family.
Yeah. Did you feel, Austin, after you started talking to Sandy about this position and the time that you've been serving in the ministry, have you found out a lot about yourself and blind spots that you may have had to people that have disabilities?
Yeah. I have experience working in a disability field. I did in college. But I think I realized in my own life that I still had a little bit of timidity, a little bit of fear of mostly making a mistake when I interacted with somebody, doing the wrong thing or saying the wrong thing. And what I'm learning is that a person with a disability would much rather you talk with them and make those mistakes, and they can talk to you about them and educate you as you go. But that's part of building that relationship. That's part of having that friendship is making those mistakes and then just learning as you build the relationship.
Yeah. And I think there's different dynamics. I mean, all of us, Austin, you're still a pretty young guy, but I'm experiencing aging. Well, aging in a wheelchair is probably a little different than what I'm experiencing. And I probably should know what that is.
You know, it's interesting. We were kind of discussing this week, in that we are living longer. As science gets better and healthcare gets better, we're living longer. And if you live long enough, all of us at some point will experience some sort of disability. So why not be a student and learn about it and learn about the things that are expectations. And it's not hard to learn. They're willing to share right now with people that are already experiencing it.
How can you both encourage somebody that might be disabled and might have thrown up their hands and given up? Like, I'm just not welcome. What do you have to say to them?
I would say to them, call me, because I have a wealth of people who feel valued, appreciated, and cherished that have disability, and it usually comes from their relationship with people inside the church and in our community.
Well, I think COVID, and I don't like COVID to be an excuse, but I can only imagine it was difficult on everybody to be in your home and shut in and not being able to go to group gatherings and all those kind of things. There are a few schools that stayed open and had in-person learning, which I think that the United States should pay attention to, because as far as I know, those two schools in Albuquerque that I'm aware of didn't have any unbelievable breakouts. They were not the center of a COVID breakout, but they did have some cases. They isolated. They followed protocols. I mean, you know, we've learned a lot in that. But now it's time to get everybody out. It's time to get people, if you want to wear a mask, if you want to be safe in whatever way, do that. But you need to interact personally with people. All of us need that.
Well, and that goes from families to, you know, to volunteers. I think part of the reason why we have a little bit of a shortfall on our volunteer is because we have had trouble engaging people after COVID.
Yeah, and
there
employers are having a hard time getting people to go back to work. Time to go back to work, time to go back to ministry, keeping those things going. Sandy, only a couple minutes left, but I want you to talk to us about caregivers a little bit, because sometimes we don't appreciate them maybe as much as we should.
So, you know, that is so true. I think that the caregiver by nature understands the need for self-sacrifice, right? But those that are outside looking at it don't understand what that self-sacrifice is. And that self-sacrifice could be, I don't have time to go to the bathroom. I don't have the opportunity to have my hair done. I'm taking off time to go do this, but I'm sacrificing something else. And I think sometimes when you're raising children, you might feel that same way. But with caregivers, it's all night. It's all day. It's off and on. It's crisis mode. You're dealing with crisis after crisis. It is such an important part of the whole view of caregiving to have respite and time to share the burden with other people. And that is what family retreat does, or respite programs that we can provide, even if it's just 3 hours, for them to be able to do something normal.
Mention that, because I know I mentioned Grace Church. They have a respite program where every so often you can come by and you provide some respite for the caregivers.
So actually, one of our goals this year is to have at least 3 churches, preferably 4, that do 3 respites a year, so that we can have 1 respite a month, which means our entire network of families with disabilities, which means we could get the information to the churches. If they have people who live with disability that are attending their church, then they can know these are the 12 respites. This is where they are, and they can have 1 respite a month that they know they can put on their calendar. And that is a great way for a new church that wants to try to engage families with disability in a loving way to host a respite.
And so you would help them coordinate the volunteers necessary.
Correct.
For that. You do the training, and, you know, a church could really be involved. So many churches do date nights because parenting is tough. So they take care of your kids. Why not do a respite night?
Right, exactly. And it takes 1 night, 3 hours. The thing is, eventually, that church owns that respite. It's their people. They're doing it. Their people are volunteering, and it becomes part of their fabric. And from there, you have an awareness that grows into how can we meet the needs of these families.
We may not realize how many people there are that are living with disabilities.
Here in New Mexico,
yes.
It's 1 in every 4 people either cares for or lives with a disability. That's the truth of the matter.
See, those numbers are staggering. I don't think we... And Sandy, you've brought this up, especially in foreign countries like Peru, where you've delivered wheelchairs. So many times people with disabilities are hidden.
They're outside the city walls, outside of care, they're the poorest of the poor.
Yeah. But in the United States, people might just be relegated to staying home and being shut in. Not a healthy place to be if you're by yourself. You got to be in fellowship with
Correct.
People.
fellowship, relationship. That's going to be key to meeting those needs.
I have a friend who was a United States Army Ranger, and he loves to say to me, "Quit whining, Jim. You gotta get going and start getting things done." So, hey, Sandy and Austin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of staff or management at KLYT. If you missed any or part of today's show, the podcast can be found at abqconnect.online.